This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome to USA Prepares, everybody. This is Kathy, and I'm going to be doing the show with Sharon. Jason is engineering the program. Thank you, Jason. Sharon and I will be talking about what you need in your kitchen as far as kitchen appliances, the small kitchen appliances, some of our favorite things and how we use them. I want to say that between both of us, we have 9 children, and I believe Sharon's probably been cooking as long as me. I've probably been cooking about 50 years. So I think that between both of us, we've made a lot of meals, so hopefully we can help others. Welcome, Sharon.
Well, good morning. Yeah, and, you know, people can learn what they can bake in their house and then also your app and be cooking for food storage down the road with the prices. Yeah, we do have at least that many years, I would say. Yeah. So where did you want to start, Kathy?
Well, I want to say there's so many things that I use in my kitchen, but I would say maybe I can get through, like, my top things would be, and I would like to explain how I use them and what I use them for and how they save me money and time. And mine have evolved over the years. When I first started cooking, I didn't have many of these things. I've accumulated them over my lifetime. And what I found is if you can't afford it, you know, get your what level you can afford. But if you can afford to get a better one, it will probably last you your whole life. Like, I had a very inexpensive blender at one point, and it did okay. But then I got a better one. I got a Cuisinart blender, and I definitely noticed the difference. And so, you know, eventually if you can just accumulate these through whatever, you know, saving or things like that. But some of my top ones, and then I'll ask you yours, but like my top 5 ones I would say I use all the time would be my food processor, my slow cooker, my KitchenAid, my blender, and I use my convection oven a lot. And I mean, there's so many. I use my food saver a lot, but I want to know what your favorites are, Sharon.
Well, you know, honestly, I use my blender, but I use my mixer because I make a lot of food from scratch, and I really like my mixer. I have just, after all these years, I'm just really getting into using a food processor some. I don't really know why I hadn't done it too much, except that I just really didn't have one, and I didn't grow up with one, but they are a lifesaver, and I was really fascinated with all things that you can do, so it's challenged me to do more. But I do that, and then I actually like just my little pastry blender that I use for biscuits because I make biscuits and or pie crusts and stuff. But those are the main two that I use a lot, especially my mixer, because I just wouldn't want to mix all that stuff by hand. It would be really hard. But I love my crock pot because you can put really inexpensive cuts of meat in it and just cook them slow all day with some seasonings, and you have delicious meat, and it doesn't cost a fortune. So actually, I kind of pare down to that myself is what I like. But I have all kinds of other kitchen stuff that I like to use. And, you know, I'm kind of jumping track here. I really need my kettles. I use kettles. And I like to have a stock pot for making larger amounts. I think you have one too, right?
Oh, yeah, I have many. I've accumulated mine over the years. I have a 16-quart Revereware pot. I believe they probably still make them, but mine's really old, and I use that a lot of times for canning or if I'm making a big meal. Sometimes if I'm having a bunch of people over, I'll buy two whole chickens, and I put that in the 16-quart stock pot, and I'll cook. I can fit both chickens in there and all the celery and onions and carrots that go with it. And, I mean, I do. I don't have – I mean, I use smaller ones, but I probably have three in my kitchen because I'll make noodles in one, and then I'll make my other meal, whatever it might be, a stew or a soup. Or, you know, a lot of times I'll make a pot of beans. Sometimes I make it on the stove. Sometimes I make it in the crock pot. But I find that if I only had one crock pot, I mean, one stock pot, I would probably be thinking about buying another one quickly.
Yeah, I actually have a couple big ones, too, because sometimes when you're making large amounts, it's so much easier to work with a great big pot. My personal liking is the Revereware kettleware. I have a big stock pot that's Revereware, and then I have kind of a, it's pretty big. It's not the biggest. And then I also have just another one that happens to have a copper bottom. And it works okay, but the Revereware is superior, but you want to get the older ones. The new ones have real thin copper now. But I find mine at garage sales, and if you ever see estate sales, you can find them. I have gotten most of my stuff, as I call it, previously enjoyed, okay? So my blenders and my crock pots for sure. And even my main mixer that I used, I got a garage sale. The estate sales are particularly good when they mention it's estate sale because a lot of times older people that had quality stuff, but they're no longer here. And unfortunately, their offsprings don't realize the value of what they have, and they can sell them for a song. I mean, I bought a really nice, almost new-looking Revereware kettle for $1 at a garage sale with the lid because these kids didn't know what they had. So I take advantage of that, and I agree, you know, if you get the better quality stuff, for sure, but a blender is better than no blender, and a crock pot, even if it's one of the cheap ones at Walmart, they had them for like $10 or something like that, they'll still work, you know. And you don't have to have a lot of money to invest to get into some of the stuff, but if you're going to start cooking your own meals and you save a ton of money by doing that and it actually tastes a lot better, then you do, it really helps to have these essential tools to work with. You know, I'm talking a little bit about crock pot, which I don't know how I jumped over there, but for 13 years we lived off grid, so I really couldn't use a crock pot very much except for the summer when we had extra power. And so I actually have a cast iron Dutch oven, and I used it in the same way that you would do a crock pot. And it worked particularly well the winter because if you happen to have wood stove, you can just put it on your wood stove and cook it slow all day long. And so it's also handy. They are not inexpensive, by the way. They're just not. But we got ours at a garage sale for probably $10 or $15. Amazing. And it had a lid. but you can actually use them if you ever were looking at having to cook off-grid, like over a fire or flame or something. The Dutch oven hold up really well. But assuming we have power, which we probably will for a very long time, a crock pot can be a wonderful tool to help you do all kinds of stuff. Right now I'm making a bunch of apple butter. I have apples going soft. You just put them in there with sugar and the seasoning. They're cooking down. It just makes a dream. And you just put them in jars and can them. It's really simple. And so I'm enjoying the ability to use my crock pot all the time now because we are on grid with the option of being off if we want. So I don't have to worry about how low the batteries might be getting. So anyway, kind of beating the beat thing. You and I can maybe discuss later on some of our favorite things we like to do in a crock pot too if you want. But yeah, and then you were talking about your blender, what you like. Did you want to go there or did you want to go somewhere else?
Sure. Well, I would say my food processor, I have a Cuisinart food processor, and clear back when I was first married, my husband bought me a Cuisinart, and I had that for years. And one of the problems that I had with it, I made two mistakes, so I'll mention those first. One time I was blending, I had a hot liquid, and I think it was like a tomato liquid, and it was a little too warm, and I wanted it to puree it a little bit more. and I put it in the bowl, and I caused hairline cracks in it because the bowls are a hard plastic. And that was my fault. So I eventually got a replacement bowl. And then eventually everything still worked on it, but what happened was you can't always get replacement parts for them when they're that old. It was probably over 30 years, and the handle started to crack because they fit in there tight on a Cuisinart base. So it started to crack, and so I ended up getting a new one. But that was my fault. And then the other thing that I did was it has like a pusher in it. You put the lid on, and when you put your food in, like if you're slicing, you can slice anywhere from 1 millimeter to 6. I have all 6 discs, and they also have like a julienne one if you wanted to julienne your softer vegetables like zucchini and cucumbers. They have a shredding. I have 2 shredding discs that go with them, so I can make like hash browns, anything shredded, coleslaw. So the other mistake that I made was I got my bowl too full when I was making a vegetable, and I didn't realize it. And when I pushed down, there was so much in there that I cracked it. So then I had to buy a replacement. But had I not done those two things, I probably would have still had the original one. But Go ahead, Sharon.
No, I just say the older ones tend to last really well. So if you can round up an older one, you really will get your money's worth. Even though if you get a new one, it still works. But the old ones, I think, were made better, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I will put a warning in there. The blades are extremely sharp. So don't ever use a wash rag on them or dish rag. Use, like, one of the brushes because they are super sharp. But don't reach your hands in there. That blade that I had was so sharp, it never dulled. And I actually did, my son sold parted it out on eBay for me, so I made quite a bit of money back on it because I couldn't get the bowl, but other people wanted my part. So anyway, you can slice, and some of the things I slice, like if you're going to make a cucumber salad, you can do real thin, you can do like a 1 or 2 millimeter. I use it for au gratin or scalloped potatoes for slicing. If I'm making vegetable soup or chicken soup, any kind of soup where I'm using vegetables, you can take like a whole stalk of celery and take 2 or 3 of them and put them in the pusher, and you just push them down, and you can maybe go 1/2 inch if that's what you want, or 3/8. You just look at your blade, and it does it so fast. You can do all your carrots. You could do your zucchini if you're making like minestrone, or you're adding that to your vegetable soup. If you want them to be chopped up real fine, I just take, like, say you have an onion. I take a onion and I quarter it, and then I put it in there, and I would just pulse it, because if you turn it on, you'll have a puree. So if you pulse it like 2 or 3 times, and then you can just visually see. And sometimes you have like 1 or 2 chunks, so then I open it up, move it around a little bit, and pulse it again, and it chops it so fast. So that it saves your time in the kitchen. Because to me, I spend so much time in the kitchen that when I'm making big batches of things, I don't want to be chopping for a 30 minutes. I can do in a food processor in 5 minutes what would probably take me 20 to 25 minutes. So when we get back, I wanted to talk some more uses of it and what I have found over the years, like refried beans and those types of things. So when we get back, we can continue on the food processor.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm with Sharon. And I was talking about food processors, and it's probably one of my favorite appliances in the kitchen, and maybe later on in the show I can do a quick, I made a list of my quick things that I could not live without, and there's probably about 15 or 20, and I'm not going to go into all those today, but I figured I would just let people know so that they think about it if something like in the future they could use it. Or maybe ask for a wedding or shower gifts or housewarming gifts for someone. But I wanted to mention some of the things that you can do with the food processor. You can make like nut butters, and it's real easy if you have like your raw almonds or your raw peanuts and you want to make it. In a matter of minutes, you can use it for that. You can also like chop nuts in it. You can shred cheese, and there's a, in the book, they have a manual, and it tells you what blade to use and for like a soft cheese or a hard cheese. And some you really wouldn't want to, like your goat cheese, you wouldn't want to shred that because it's too soft, but they give you a guide in there. You can make baby food in there. I do have a recipe for pie dough, and I have used it. And it works really well. So I don't want to go into it right now, but maybe right after the break, I'll just break it down real quick and read it. And then I believe you can find it online, but my manual's older, so I'm not sure if it's the same. I haven't been able to find the same one online, so I'll just read it real quick with that. But, like, I have one example. My son was making salsa, and when he was living here last year with us, and he was cutting everything by hand. And I kept asking him, you sure you don't want to use the food processor? So I finally got it out, and I said, here, let's just put your onions in there and let me show you. Well, he would chop for an hour, getting everything chopped up real small. And then we did it in the food processor, and he was done in, with all the chopping in 5, maybe 6 minutes. So he got a food processor. But there's so many things that you can do. There's a dough blade on them, too, that you can use. So I just wanted to say with that, you can do, like, pesto, sauces, like a mayonnaise, and anything that you want to shred. So a lot of times it just takes a minute to go back and, like, look in the manual and get ideas. There's even recipes in the manual. So that's just some ideas for the food processor. And I will give the pie dough recipe when we come back. It's not real long, but it works well. And it's, you can put it in the freezer, too, if you want to make it ahead of time. You can put it in the freezer. So you have any thoughts on that, Sharon?
Well, you know, I think that by getting something like this, it takes the drudgery out of cooking, because some people don't like chopping. You know, they don't find that enjoyable. And when you can make something so much quicker, then you're much more likely to cook from what you have on hand. And then you'll not only eat healthier, but you'll save a lot of money, which is always a useful thing. I think particularly with prices going up, you and I were discussing how much the prices have jumped already, that, you know, a lot of people that are used to eating out may not be able to do that now. And so by getting some of these basic tools, it is not hard to make the food, and it tastes even better than when you buy it. And so, no, I you have me very inspired about doing more things with my food processor, because, like I said, I hadn't really known all the things you could do until you started telling me. I thought, well, that saved me a ton of time, which would be really nice. So, you've got me totally sold, I tell you. And I think,
well, Sharon, you know,
tools make life easier. They just make it a lot easier. Uh-oh.
Well,
okay, sorry about that.
Well, and I use my food processor, like, when I'm dehydrating. Like, I slice apples real thin, and I dehydrate those.
Uh-huh.
I do zucchini, and I dehydrate. You know, so you, what's nice is everything is uniform. So especially if you're dehydrating, you don't want, like, one piece real big and one piece real little, because it's not going to dehydrate quickly. So it makes it uniform, and it just saves time. That's all I can say. Like, my green peppers, I'll chop them up and put them in the freezer, and I lay them out on a flat cookie sheet or in a flat Ziploc bag. I can get a whole peck done in about 2 minutes. So when we come back, I'll give the pie recipe, and then I want Sharon's opinion on how she uses her KitchenAid and all her mixers. Be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. House of Representatives on Wednesday passed H.R. 1, otherwise known as the For the People Act, which Republicans warn will compromise election integrity and ultimately lead to the federalization of U.S. elections. The Democrat-led House passed the legislation along party lines, 220 to 210. The petition to recall California's Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom has climbed above 1.9 million signatures, with 2 weeks to go until its deadline. Organizer Orrin Heatley says, "We have cleared another milestone, and we are now entering the final stretch of this part of the official campaign to remove California Governor Gavin Newsom from power and office." End quote. If the effort succeeds, a recall election would likely occur later this year. The White House says there will be no announcement this week on who the future nominee to head the Office of Management and Budget might be. Nominee Neera Tanden has withdrawn after vile social media behavior was presented at her confirmation hearings. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Emmy Award-winning Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo attempted to explain away and apologize to the three women accusing him of sexual harassment.
I want New Yorkers to hear from me directly on this. First, I fully support a woman's right to come forward. And I think it should be encouraged in every way.
Disturbing, serious, troubling. Senate Democrats used those words to describe the three allegations of sexual harassment against the New York governor. But calling for his resignation is another matter entirely. Some lawmakers are silent on removing him from office, and that's just bad for everybody. Bad behavior without repercussions will not discourage anyone from entering into such bad behavior in the future. Mississippi dropped their COVID-19 mask mandate Wednesday. Now get ready for concerts and sporting events to return to Texas. Val Dior from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Texas is dropping its COVID-19 restrictions on businesses and ending its statewide mask mandate, Governor Greg Abbott announced on Tuesday, which happened to be Texas Independence Day. It's the latest in a string of states that have relaxed or dropped restrictions as cases have fallen nationwide. He spoke from a restaurant in Lubbock and declared that all businesses of any type can reopen at full capacity as of next Wednesday, March 10th. The statewide mask mandate first went into effect in July.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm here with Sharon. I wanted to give the pastry recipe, and this one is different than the one I found online, but this is the one that I've used for a long time. So here it is. You take one stick of unsalted butter, chilled, and you cut it into tablespoon-sized pieces. Now, I have used the salted when I've forgotten to buy unsalted, so it still works. You have one large egg yolk, half a teaspoon of salt, 5 tablespoons of cold water, and it has to be cold. You could even put it in the refrigerator for a while and make sure it's ice cold. 1.5 cups of unbleached all-purpose flour. And there again, sometimes I have used all-purpose if I haven't had the unbleached, and it did work. You just use your regular metal blade, the one that you chop with. It goes right inside the food processor. So you put your butter, egg yolks, salt, and water in the work bowl. Then you just pulse them for 5 or 6 times. Then you process that for 5 seconds. You just hold it down, the on button, for 5 seconds. You'll probably have small lumps of butter, and that's what you want. Then you add the flour and process just until the mixture forms a mass of dough. So you don't want to overprocess. You don't want it to be smooth like you were rolling out your pie dough. You're going to have little clumps of flour. So you take your blade out carefully, and then you take a rubber spatula and you get all the dough, and then you put it in a plastic food storage bag, and you just put it in there real gently. You don't want to handle pie dough too much. And then you just take your hand and you push it down into about a 6-inch disc, and you have to refrigerate that for at least 2 hours or overnight, or you can freeze it. So it's really easy to make it in the morning if you're going to make your pie later, or just make it the day before. But literally, you can have a pie dough made in probably 4 or 5 minutes, and it makes a good-sized pie dough. You can at least get a 10-inch crust out of that. And you can also use it for like a pot pie or a tart or something else that if you want to use it for. And then all you do when you want to use it, once it's chilled, and I have a piece of old corian, and I put it in the freezer, and I get the corian out, and I just flour it a little bit, and then I roll it out. You don't want to handle pie dough too much, or you're going to have a mess. So you might have to start all over. But you just, when you get it out, you just roll it out one time. I fold it in quarters. I gently put it in the pie pan. Then I unfold it, and then you can, you know, put your edges on it. So that's the pie crust recipe. Now, the one online might be better, but Sharon, I don't know because I haven't tried that one.
Yeah, I've never tried it in food processor. I might have to try that. I think it sounds really interesting. You know, you were mentioning mixers, and if I had to do without anything at this point, I wouldn't want to do without my mixer. But now that I'm learning all things I could do with my food processor, I might be joining you on that one. I actually have an old Sunbeam Vintage Mixmaster, and you can find them online. Now, we got ours for $5 or $10 at a garage sale. You want to make sure you get the beaters with them because they're harder to come by. They're older, but they have a super heavy-duty motor, and you can mix like double and triple batches of cookie dough. They come with 2 mixing bowls a lot of times, but you don't really have to have mixing bowls. You can put any kind of bowl that can handle a beater. Like I have a lot of the old Tupperware mixing bowls, and you can use those. But I like them because they chop up everything. You know, like I can make a great big double or triple batch of oatmeal cookies and go ahead and put in like chocolate chips, and it still mixes it all in. It's that powerful. So I like it. I also do have, though, a KitchenAid. And I got the KitchenAid originally for Christmas because I decided I was going to make a really high-protein bread, and I used multiple grains. And so I could do it by hand, but it was going to need to mix longer because if you are working with whole grains that you've ground and you put liquid in, you let it set for a little bit, and it kind of absorbs some of the liquid, and then you can have more and finish up your bread. And it makes a moister, lighter bread. And so I was doing kind of a modified Atkins diet for about 3.5 years. And I made this multi-grain bread. So I'd make 5 loaves at a time, honestly, using my KitchenAid. And then I would freeze. Well, actually, I gave one to my mother, my sister-in-law. And then I would freeze 3 and eat one. And because I was the primary person eating it, you know, it would last quite a bit. And so I decided that rather than make bread by hand or just the smaller loaves in the bread makers, you know, which are really handy, that I could kind of tweak it a little better by making a large batch. And so I've used my KitchenAid for that. And occasionally when I'm making something really big, I use the KitchenAid too. I just have to keep my KitchenAid up in a cupboard kind of in my pantry. And it's pretty big and heavy, so I tend to use this other one instead, the Sunbeam. It's not that heavy, and I have it down lower. And then you were talking about a little hand mixer, and I actually have one of those, but I find that most of the time I just use a good whisk. If it's just a small amount, I just kind of go towards that. But I do like these Sunbeam Vintage Mixmasters. And I went online, and they run from $70 to $130. They're still available online. You just want for sure to make sure you have the beaters with it, because they're not as easy to find. But they're heavy-duty beaters, so unless you stick your spatula in the beater, which has happened before when I was young, they will last for almost anything. And then even I've had some beaters that were really, my mom had one of these things when I was a kid, and I just loved it. Okay, so I rounded them up. So they've been around a long time. But my husband has been able to spot weld the top because they're a heavy-duty metal, whatever they're made from. They sometimes will break loose at the top a little bit, and he's actually spot welded quite a few of them over the years. So if you have somebody who can do that, you can actually save the beaters, but they kind of get mangled if you actually get something in them, so you do have to be careful about that. But, you know, these tools make it easy to put a meal together and add extra things. And like with this Cuisinart thing, you have got me totally convinced. It's like I've only used it a little bit with my canning, but I thought, my goodness, I'm just not using this as much as I should. But instead, like you said, instead of spending an hour making something, you can do it in 5 or 6 minutes. Well, then you're much more likely to do it, and then you're much more likely to take advantage of the staples instead of already made, you know? You
can make it takes the drudgery out of it. It really does. Yeah. If you've ever tried to mix a double batch of cookie dough by hand, it really is a lot of work. And when you use a KitchenAid or one of the older Sunbeam mixers, it just takes the work out of it. And what I like about the KitchenAid is it's on a stand. So you don't have to stand there, and you can, like, let it, once you start stirring, it's got, like, a stir function at the very beginning. If you have it on the lowest, you can start mixing things in. And then let's say it's got to beat for 3 or 4 minutes. You can kind of watch it, but you can still be in the kitchen doing other things or getting more ingredients ready. And the one thing I wanted to mention, Sharon, before I forget, we have a KitchenAid that we got, and that we had one, and then my uncle died, and we got his. It was an older one, and it started to lose power. And so my husband put brushes in the KitchenAid. So don't throw it away if it starts to lose power. It might just be that it needs brushes. And you can buy those separately.
Yeah, my husband did that before on one of the other Sunbeam ones, you know, the Mixmaster that I use. You know, another thing I was going to tell you about making these big batches, I've made, like, banana bread or applesauce bread, and you can put it in a jar and can it that way. And so you can make big, big batches, or you can just bake a bunch and then freeze some. And so, you know, it allows you to make larger batches, and it saves you time down the road. So if you don't, I do a lot of canning. So they have a bunch of what they call bread in a jar recipes. And I used to make a lot of that with fruit that I got inexpensively. And then my kids would have that for snacks. In fact, the neighbor kids liked to come to my house. They'd go down to our cellar and decide which kind they wanted. They'd have that for their sort of snack treat. But the KitchenAid is handy for that because it's big. You can do a really big batch at the same time. So.
Now, how did you do the bread? Did you actually bake it, or did you just put ingredients?
Yeah, I use either wide mouth pint jars or the wide mouth pint and a half jars. And I found it's easiest if you cut a little circle of wax paper, or you could use parchment paper if you had it, and put it at the bottom, and then you kind of grease inside the jar, but don't get it on the outside of the rim. And then you just put the bread batter in there, and you bake it in the oven. I put it on a cookie sheet, and when it was done, I checked to see if it was done by using a spaghetti stick, when it was done, you just take it out, and you just wipe off the lid real good while it's hot, and then you just put on a canning jar lid and screw it down tight, and then I usually throw a towel or something over it. It sucks down, and it'll last for a year or two, actually. It lasts for a long time. It just sucks it in there. And then you have these free snacks. And like I said, my kids used to really like it, especially my son and their friends. You know, boys are always hungry, it seems. And so, made it really quick. But you could make using your big KitchenAid, or actually with my other mixer, because I can mix really big loads with it too, but the KitchenAid can hold a lot. You can make a bunch of these up, and then you have a dessert, you know, whenever you want. You can make applesauce or banana or zucchini. I used to make zucchini bread in it. Yeah. So it's kind of a fun way to save your time. And if you were saving energy down the road, then if you make, if you fill up your oven with one or two cookie sheets with these things on it, and you just bake it for one time, then you've saved a lot of time of cooking later on when you only bake like a couple loaves of bread. They take, you know, what, 25, 30 minutes? I can't remember now. But instead you're doing maybe 15 or 20 of them at the same time, you know. So you're saving time and energy. And then you just pull it out, and it's just extremely handy. So I did a lot of that, especially when our kids were home. I still do a fair amount, but there's just my husband and I, so we're not cooking in the mass amount that I used to do when I have five kids at home. But I'm always into saving energy and time, and that's like your food processor saves time. The mixer saves time. Even the crock pot saves time. And you can create really nice meals, but you don't have to sit there and babysit them the whole time. You can just get them going. And so I feel like the more you do that, then the more enjoyable cooking can be. And there is something, I'm not big on buying a lot of bought stuff. And there's just something really neat, like having banana bread baking in your oven, or having any kind of food that you're baking in your oven, or the crock pot even puts out an aroma. And it's just so... it's just really nice, and you don't see that so much anymore. It kind of gives you the same feel when you go buy a pizza place and smell a pizza. You know? Well, you have it in your own home instead. And I feel like a lot of people are missing that joy. I would call it a joy myself. And it doesn't have to take a long time to make a lot of these foods. That's what's great. You know, people, I don't have time. But I used to have a whole bunch of recipes that I could put together in 15, 20 minutes. We could be easily within a half hour, if not less. And... you know, it saved us time, and it was nice. You didn't have to pay all that money for who knows what's in this fast food restaurant. You know, what's in their food.
Yeah.
You don't know.
So, well, anyway, Sharon, I want to finish up. I got a couple comments on the KitchenAid when we come back, and then I want to go on to the blender.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Kathy with USA Prepares with Sharon. We were talking about mixers and a KitchenAid. I had a couple comments. A lot of times we never read the manual. And one of the things that I was reminded of the last time we used ours, we make Polish coffee cakes two or three times a year, and we make a double batch because we give them as gifts. And when you have to do the coffee cakes, it literally fills up that bowl. Because we get about six loaves out of it. So it's pretty full. And you'll feel the mixer getting warm. And they recommend that you let it cool down at least a half hour so that you don't burn up the motor or wear out the brushes. So that's one thing to keep in mind. There are nice features that you can use with the KitchenAid. You can stir with it, and that's at the very lowest speed, the number one. And it literally is like somebody standing there stirring real slow. And then you go, it has a slow mixing, which you can still use that for mashing potatoes or when you want to cut into shortening and things like that. Then you have a mixing and a beating. When you start to go up higher in speed. So then you can do that like creaming your sugars or shortening, or once you start increasing your cookie dough, if you need to, or your cake mix, you need to go a little faster, you can slowly increase it. Then they go all the way up to fast whipping, and they actually have a whipping, it looks like a big whisk. And if you're going to make meringue or you have to have an egg white beat real frothy, that does a nice job. I've never been able to get a meringue with egg whites well on a hand mixer. It just doesn't have enough power from what my experience was. So they have so many functions on it that you can do so many things with it. So there are different attachments. There's also a sausage stuffer attachment, which we do make Polish sausage, which is kielbasa. We make that. So we have that food grinder and a sausage stuffer, and they have a pasta maker. So those were just some of the things I wanted to mention, but probably one of my favorite things to make with it is mashed potatoes. And I don't know if you feel the same way, Sharon, but that's probably one I use the most.
I prefer homemade mashed potatoes, but I don't like the powdered bought ones at all.
You know
what else they have? They also have, my friend bought one of these. We don't. We actually have a different one. But you can buy a meat grinder attachment to go on those things. And that's what they did because they already had the big KitchenAid. And they would actually use it to grind their deer meat. It doesn't go as fast as, like, we actually have a regular grinder that we bought. But it does work. I mean, they did. We helped them process their first deer. They'd had deer before, but they never processed it themselves. And they purchased one of those, and she used it, and I suspect they're still using it. I don't know if they've ever upgraded to anything else. So it didn't go super fast, but it certainly did the job, and they did a lot of their, they have a large family of children, and so they did a lot of their meat into hamburger, and that's how they processed it. So that actually can be a great tool if you don't, you know, if you think you're going to be processing any of your own meat and grinding it, even if you buy stuff in a store and grind it because you want, like if you buy pork and want to make your own sausage or whatever. So it's nice to have a meat grinder, but you can actually get that attachment and it won't cost you an arm or leg. The way we process all our meat and stuff, so we just bought a good grinder. We had a really old one that was wonderful, but it finally wore out. It must have been a 50s, I'm not kidding, grinder. And we finally just bought a new one. But, yeah, you know, mixers are just, like, super invaluable to me. They really are. And, they just, the KitchenAid is just an amazing mixer, and you have so many options, like you said, that if you were going to invest in one mixer and wanted to have a lot of options, I would 100% recommend a KitchenAid. I really would. Because, like you said, it'll whip it up and everything. Now, my favorite little old mixer, like I said, the Sunbeam thing, it will make, it is so powerful, it will make egg whites. But, no, I don't think the hand mixers work very well on that at all. I just don't. I agree with you 100%. Yeah, it's just so nice if you have the right tools. And you may not be able to get a KitchenAid right away, but I would really recommend checking things like Craigslist. And, we, you know, people have these little newspapers that call different things. Sometimes they're nickel savers or whatever. And you can check in those, and sometimes people just get rid of them, or we even saw one in a garage sale because people were moving and they didn't use it and they were going to get, you know, you sell it. So you can kind of find them used once in a while, but they're not as easy to find. I agree.
No.
And it might
no.
benefit you just, it might benefit you just to save your money. A lot of times around Christmas time, they have great big sales, and just kind of watch it, and you probably can get a good deal, or just, you know, Costco carries them. So I presume Sam's Club does. And, you know, you might just probably, if you can come up with the money, you'd be better off just buying a new one, honestly.
Yeah.
And I meant to buy things not necessarily new if you don't have to, but that one would probably be a worse investment, you know.
Yeah. Well, we're headed to the top of the hour. When we come back, we are going to talk about some of our other favorite things in the kitchen, and the blender is probably the next one. So we'll be right back.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.